My Life Today, May 29, Health and Happiness, A Sound Mind in a Sound Body. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth, my flesh also shall rest in hope. The Christian should live so near to God that he may approve things that are excellent, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. His heart should be attuned to gratitude and praise. He should be ever ready to acknowledge the blessings he is receiving, remembering who it is that has said, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." It is the duty of every one to cultivate cheerfulness instead of brooding over sorrow and troubles. Many not only make themselves wretched in this way, but they sacrifice health and happiness to a morbid imagination. There are things in their surroundings that are not agreeable, and their countenances wear a continual frown that, more plainly than words, expresses discontent. These depressing emotions are a great injury to them health-wise, for by hindering the process of digestion they interfere with nutrition. While grief and anxiety cannot remedy a single evil, they can do great harm. But cheerfulness and hope, while they brighten the pathway of others, are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Christ came to restore to its original loveliness a world ruined by sin. In the new earth there will be no sin nor disease, and the body will be restored to its original perfection. We shall wear the spotless image of our Lord. The development of Christian character, tending toward this state of perfection, is a growth toward beauty. As the heart becomes transformed by the renewing of the mind, the graces of the Spirit leave their impress on the face, and it expresses the refinement, delicacy, peace, benevolence, and pure and tender love that reign in the heart. Give thanks always for all things unto God.